Okay.
I'm speaking, but there are other members of my family here. My sister Roisin and her partner Phil are here. My son Carrie, my niece Trina, and her son Devin. So Prison Justice Day for us is both a time to remember and acknowledge the issues that my mother fought so hard for, but it's also a very personal time for us because it's a time for us also to remember our mother and grandmother and great-grandmother. So I thought today I would just read a couple of very short pieces from Claire's book, her first book that she wrote in 1979, that I think really represent three aspects of my mother that I think are worth remembering, treasuring, and honoring. One was her absolute refusal to ever compromise or bend at all, and her relentless commitment to always telling the truth and doing what needed to be done. The second is her sense of humor, and thirdly was her very strong commitment to these causes. So I'll just read a little bit of her own words. Okay. Eddie talked about the BC Penn riot, etc., in 1976. So I'm just going to read you a very short paragraph from Claire's description of this. At 1 o'clock in the morning, my phone rang. A hostage taking had been announced on the radio around 7 p.m. that evening, September 27th, 1976, and I was waiting for this call. It was drizzling rain and a gray fog was rolling in from the Fraser River, shrouding the grounds. I drove past the Do Not Enter sign at the entrance, calculated to confuse rather than direct a newcomer, since there's no way to reach the penitentiary parking areas other than to drive past the Do Not Enter signs. A single guard checked me through. Leaving my car in the nearest staff parking only section, I climbed the outside stairway to the boardroom. And for those of you that knew my mother, I think you'll appreciate the... Of course she would drive past the Do Not Enter sign, and of course she would park in the staff parking only place. This second little excerpt I'm going to read for you is about an encounter she had when she was arrested and taken to jail from the pen. And this is her description of her initial encounter in the police station. In the police station, and this I think is an example of her humor. In the police station, my purse was taken from me and searched, and a questionnaire was brought out. I later learned that only my ID had to be produced since I had not been charged. However, in retrospect, it was worth having made this mistake, if only for the amusement it provided. After the routine name, address, etc. was recorded, the interrogation went like this. Officer. Nationality? Culhane. Canadian. Officer. Religion? Culhane. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Officer. What? You mean no religion? Culhane. I didn't say no religion. You asked me what my religion was, and I answered. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Officer. Racial origin? Culhane. I object to that question. It's totally unnecessary in these circumstances. Officer. Racial origin? Culhane. I'm not going to answer. Officer. Are you Irish? Culhane. No, I'm not Irish. Just because I have an Irish name doesn't mean I'm Irish. Officer. Racial origin. Culhane. Well, if you must know, my mother came from Kiev, that's in the Ukraine. My father came from Vilna, that was part of Russia then, but it's part of Lithuania now. Officer, turning to his partner. See? That's Irish. Okay. And in the last pages of this book... I'm just going to read the last two paragraphs. I am convinced that it's not possible to remain indifferent to the sight of another human being encaged. You are either responsive to this human degradation or you are responsible for it. In one way or another, you are accountable, whether to your conscience or to the judgment of your peers who care. A conscious and organized 10% of an angry, fed-up citizenry could begin to change what appears to be a formidable, entrenched establishment. In their domain, environmentalists have already accomplished a great deal by organizing and by publicizing truths which affect us all. The same can be done with prisons. And yet, in this nuclear-dominated age, when we all face possible extinction, how do we deal with the question, why worry about prisoners when every available resource and skill is needed just to preserve the planet? The answer, as I see it, is that by trying to abolish the present prison system, we challenge a social, political, economic order which must preserve and expand its prisons to confine anyone who dares resist it. Trade unionists, nuclear protesters, and political activists all qualify as potential criminals. Those who choose these areas of resistance face reprisals. However, in Canada in 1980, such risks must be taken. And I'm just going to finish with a poem that was written for my mother by Pat Lowther, who some of you may know or remember, was a writer and poet who was murdered by her husband, largely in response to her political activity. So the poem is called, "This Movie Is Not Over," for Claire Culhane. Now we begin, riding the hump of night, the gulf over the planet. This is the world. This is the world we live in. Now we are tickled by flowers, the same color as flags. On cue, the soldiers fling their arms upwards, bare in short-sleeved tropical uniforms, their disembodied arms. Now we are watching released prisoners inching along the floor. He has perfected a system. The hand crosses to the ankle, moves the leg forward, then the other. This is still happening. Walking the streets of Quang Ngai after 6 years' absence, I am suddenly embraced by strangers. They were young girls who have married, had children, and grown unrecognizably old. This too is happening. They are eating bark. Now people are hurrying for their coats, leaving the room, refusing to witness. Now we are reaching for logic, for comfort, rebuilding our headless capitals. Even the film projector refuses to witness. It goes berserk, breaks the film. But we are still faced with this tired, incorruptible woman. Witness. Not one of us here really understanding what it is to be unbought, uncomforted. The continual pull at the guts, the planet's heaviness. This movie is not over. This witness takes down her posters, petitions. Our intentions broken as the night rides in through the open door. This movie is not over. Witness. Thank you.